on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Forensic investigations are still underway to get to the bottom of a cyber attack at the South African Weather Service. Source says the security breach on its systems happened on Sunday. It says it immediately put measures in place to limit the damage. CEO Isham Abader says there was a first hack attempt the previous day.
So at this stage, we're not divulging any information in terms of how the breach occurred. But it seems it is a ransomware attack. So, that could have a few entry points, but we are investigating what that was.
He says they are managing to get some weather information out to the public.
We have a failover system that we use to get our basic services running, because if we are able to at least utilize, issue weather warnings for the country, and then also our major stakeholders like the aviation industry and so forth, if we are able to issue those alerts and warnings, then at least there's a basic service which we've managed to get going.
Last year, there was a similar incident at the National Health Laboratory Service. It was more than 3 weeks before it was able to restore full operations. Ministers in the Government of National Unity are gathering in Pretoria today for the annual Cabinet Lekgotla. It will focus on the government's priorities and plans for the year. Anastasi Mokgobo reports for Newswatch.
The meeting comes just days after another dispute among GNU partners, this time over the Expropriation Act, which Ramaphosa signed into law last Thursday. Discussions said the Lekgotla will help shape key policies initiatives ahead of the President's State of the Nation address next week. Among key issues on the agenda are job creation, sustainable energy, economic recovery, and the recent death of 13 South African National Defence Force members in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Anastasi Mokgobo, Pretoria.
Nahau is demanding that the January salaries of Itala employees be paid immediately. It says about 400 workers at the entities are its members. The state-owned bank is facing liquidation, with the Prudential Authority having applied to the High Court seeking approval to start the process. Nahau's regional secretary, Prince Mthalane.
Remember, if workers in general, they are getting paid from hand to mouth. So if there's going to be a month where they're not going to receive their salaries, how are they supposed to buy their food and all other expenses that they are committed? So that's the immediate issue. And also, you must know, it's not only salaries. Even the benefits that are attached to them, like the medical aid, and have not been paid because all transactions are frozen.
And ChatGPT creator OpenAI says Chinese companies are actively trying to copy its advanced AI models. It says it's ramped up security measures. OpenAI's statement comes after Chinese startup DeepSeek sparked panic on Wall Street this week with its powerful new chatbot developed at a fraction of the cost of its US competitors. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.